Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi, everyone. This is Stars Cast, your usual host for each week, and I'm very fortunate tonight to have with me three readers so far. Another one is coming, and the subject is going to be on karma. I think it's going to be a great talk, everybody talks about karma and, something's going to happen to you. You got to be nice to everybody or karma's going to get you. You know, it's just this old thing that everybody says, but I've got with me tonight Stars Maya, Stars Caitlin Clare, and I have Stars James, who is new to the show, but not new to this type of media at all. And he is new to the staff, but I'm really happy to have him with us. And I'm going to have Stars Maya start off, if you will, Stars Maya, and get things going because I've got callers, and you know me, I have to go off and do my little job.
That's right. Okay, you do that, and we'll take it from here. Well, good evening, everyone. And as Stars Cast mentioned, tonight we're going to be discussing karma. I am just so infatuated with this subject and topic because there's so many different ways of looking at it. And I know that Stars Caitlin Clare and Stars James are going to have so much great information. So I'll give a little bit, and then we're going to do a panel discussion as we've been doing and pass it around. A lot of people, I feel, first of all, I'd like to say what I feel karma is not. Many people view karma as some type of punishment. You're going to get yours, and that's not really karma. Karma, to me, has to do with the journey we have in life, physical and spiritual, and it goes hand in hand with our lessons that we need to learn. And for me personally, again, this is not, you know, trying to put this onto everyone else, but personally, I do believe that our goal is to come to Earth to create our spiritual self to the highest level available so that we can become closer to, for me it would be God, to Creator, Source, to other people. And so karma, I feel, really has a very broad spectrum of what it covers. And I feel that it is something that works in our life daily. Oftentimes we can see it when big events, positive or negative, happen. I do feel that that's karma. And then, of course, it always raises the question, you know, where does free will and karma fit in? So I'm excited to talk about that, and we'll continue to do the same role that we did in prior topic discussions. So next up, we have Stars Caitlin Clare, and I'm excited to hear your take and your input, Stars Caitlin Clare, on karma.
Hi, everyone, and hi, James. Welcome to our blogcast radio show. It's nice to have you.
Thank you.
I really loved what you said, Stars Maya, about karma not being punishment, because it's not. Karma does not require any kind of intervention at all. There's no outside power. It all comes from us. And hand in hand with karma comes reincarnation. Karma is our baggage that we didn't learn these lessons before, so we're bringing it into this next life, and we're going to keep coming back until we learn these lessons. I could get into all kinds of astrology about this. The moon's nodes show us exactly what karma we've brought and what lessons we need to learn to overcome it so we don't have to suffer its consequences, but it's certainly not a punishment. As far as free will goes, we always have the free will to take whatever path we take. But we're making karmas all the time, and our good motivations and our good intentions creates a friendly atmosphere, and that promotes good karma. Our bad intentions, and we create this hostile atmosphere, and we experience the pain because This is all self-induced. And
my philosophies
are very Buddhist.
So that's wonderful. It's wonderful. I'm just glued to, my ears are glued listening. Wow, that was a fabulous introduction. And, you know, this is such a huge topic that we may even need another of talking about this, because I do agree there's so much, like you said, you could really go on, and there's so much to be said about karma. So,
oh, absolutely. I've got page after page of just astrological information that could be a subject all on its own, but, you know, we all have great information to share.
Right, we do. So that was I gave my general overview, and that's kind of what you did. Let's move on to Stars and welcome Stars James and let him give his general overview, and then we can hopefully start to get more precise and add more details as we continue to speak. So over to you, Stars James. Welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you.
Absolutely, and it's such an honor to be here, and I just appreciate that introduction. Yeah, you know, I loved, Stars Maya, I loved what you had to say when it comes to karma as it not being a punishment. And you had the question as well, where does free will fit into karma? And my personal take on it is that it is the purest expression of free will, because we really are creating every experience that we have around us. And karma is just the cause and effect of the choices that we're making and the energy that we're putting into our own environment and our own experience. So I really think that karma is the essence of free will. And, you know, that yes, we are in patterns and we are in cycles. And as we evolve, as we learn, and as we grow into this stage of enlightenment, you know, that's when we're able to break through certain patterns and, you know, really see where we're going in life. But yeah, I really loved what you had to say, because I am totally on board with it not being a punishment. And I do think that a lot of people view karma as the reward, as God's reward and punishment system. But what supersedes that idea is that we all have divinity and creativity inside of us. And that's why my viewpoint is that free will and the expression of free will is, you know, the karmic expression of life.
Wow, very profound. Very, very articulate and profound. General, now we just have to keep up with you, Stars James.
Well, you know what, I have to admit, I'm an ordained minister, and I've been studying religion for a while, so you know, this idea of karma, I mean, it really transcends into all different types of spirituality. I mean, you, Stars Caitlin, you'd mentioned that it, you know, it was more of a Buddhist, your personal viewpoint's more of a Buddhist type philosophy on it, but I mean, even, you know, even if you go into Judeo-Christian, you know, ideas, which is where I was trained. You know, there's the law of reciprocity, that you actually reap what you sow, and so yeah, I do have a little bit of a different take too, just because I've had so many religious studies as well.
Right, and that's why I think it's so fabulous for our listeners, because they're not just getting one person's ideas or philosophies, you know, shoved at them. We're able to expand by offering different views on the subject and different ways of looking at it. So yeah, our listeners I hope they know how lucky they are to have both of you here on board. I love how we can open up and share ideas. And I love that what both of you said. So I'm going to continue on, and then I'll pass the hat, so to speak. I have a lot of clients that come, and they look at karma and destiny and fate very similar. I actually feel that those are a little bit separate. And a little bit going back to what you said, Stars James, I would like to pick up on that a little bit. We may differ just a little bit there. I get what you're saying about it being the purest of essence, but I feel what Stars Caitlin Claire had said, we have decisions and choices, and I still see that everything is to raise us to a higher, enlightened, more positive place of being. So we're you know, we're all spiritual beings and we're living a physical life. So if I was going to give, an analogy of karma to a client, I might say to them that you may be presented with a choice or a crossroads. And your karma, let's say it's a lesson that was not fully learned. So you had a choice. Let's make it real simple. And let's say that, you know, we have a female who's always been with abusive men. I'm just using this as just an analogy. And that's been a pattern. You know, some people refer to that differently. I refer to that as DNA emotional patterns that are passed down past lives and generationally. So let's say that, you know, you are now in this life and you meet this person and you know, this female identifies already that this man is like that. He's an abusive man. Okay, to me, that's where karma would come in. Karma would be, you use the word, the purest essence. Karma would be, we would be following our karma if we were able to not just acknowledge that this is not the right path, but we were able to actually shift our emotions and then our intentions and actions and move in a much better, healthier direction. So to me, that is a little bit of an analogy of what I feel karma is compared to like destiny or fate. Free will, I feel that those are choices we make. I personally feel that oftentimes our free will choices are not in harmony with our karma. And when that occurs, we find ourselves in a very chaotic state, whether it's a relationship, a job, or we just don't seem to be attracting anyone into our life. So I feel in that sense, free will can override karma. However, it's always a temporary override. And by that I mean, I do believe in reincarnation, and so if we make that free will choice that is not in harmony with the karma, or there's a lot of other terms out there that people use, soul contracts, I've heard, we are going to be returned, or we are going to have some other facing off of this same lesson that needs to be learned. So free will can go either way in my viewpoint. It can follow harmoniously with our karma, our life path and lessons, or it can work against us and keep us stuck and kind of like Groundhog Day. So I'm going to pass it over to you, Stars Morning Star, so you can continue on with your thoughts and ideas on karma. I'm sorry, Stars Caitlin Claire. I apologize.
It's okay. We're so used to having her here. I actually waited to see if she'd say something.
Let me just announce that Stars Morning Star has been a regular with us on our panel discussions, just as Stars Caitlin Claire and myself have been. I'm Stars Maya, and I have my little order list, and we're not sure. We're hoping she'll join in, but that's why I ended up saying that, is because I'm used to going to her next. So I do apologize to everyone. It's Stars Caitlin Claire that we're moving to, and she's our astrologer, and I'm, as everyone knows, I'm so fascinated by that. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Stars Caitlin Claire.
I absolutely loved what you said about free will. I agree 100%. It is just like Groundhog Day. And once we figure out what exactly our karma is, then we can break these patterns, and we can do, you know, this breaking of patterns by finding a quiet and peaceful mind. And when we are at peace, we can better sort out the negative behaviors that we're putting forth in our lives and break out of this. And then we don't have to come back and learn this even harder the next time. But
right.
Astrologically wise, we're given two very clear, you know, points in the chart, and it's where the moon releases all its excess stress and energy, and they're called the nodes, and they're always in opposition of each other. But our south house, our southern node, points to all the baggage that we've been carrying around and the bad traits that we don't want to do anymore. And our north node shows us the traits that we need to develop. And if we develop those traits, we can overcome the bad ones. and then you develop good karma.
Ah, okay.
So these patterns can be broken, but we need to, you know, be quiet with ourselves. We need to take the time to meditate and really see where in our lives we're hurting and how we can heal that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I love that you said that about the silence, because we live in such a noisy world and we tend to be so noisy that sometimes we need the quiet and the stillness to really, you know, get in touch with that spiritual side and to find the framework that we need. Like you pointed out, the southern node and the northern node, if I understood you correctly, how those work with our karma. And so what else would you have to say about that?
Well, Saturn also plays a big role in our karma and our chart. Saturn is the big judge and jury. And some people are familiar with the term Saturn returns, and returns every, you know, so many years throughout, you know, the chart. Transiting Saturn will hit yours and your natal chart and create all kinds of havoc. And that's where we find, you know, a lot of the bad energy that we've been putting out comes back to kind of remind us that, hey, don't do that anymore. These are the traits that you're supposed to be overcoming.
Okay.
So that's always a good indication. Right now, where Saturn's at, it's actually sitting right on top of the North Node in Scorpio, which is a very passionate sign, in the 11th house. And that's telling us, karmically, we could all benefit from a need to learn true humility. And this is like just as a people worldwide. The desire for money really needs to be restrained. And we need to learn how to transform our desires. The big lesson here is patience. So we need to stop being greedy and start, you know, looking towards benefiting people as a group, you know, as a whole universe, really, you know, worldwide.
Right.
And negatively, we've been too caught up in our own egos. And we really need to learn that, you know, we're one with humanity. So that's the big Saturn lesson going on right now, is we need to look beyond ourselves and start reaching out to one another.
And I'm so glad that you brought that up, because we had a discussion about the universal influences, and I was thinking about that, and I'm so glad that you brought that up for our listeners, that, you know, if I'm understanding you, which we had discussed this as a panel discussion before, that there are very strong universal influences, you know, or the collective conscious, some people call it. So that does affect our karma as a whole, and I couldn't agree more with you about moving away from greed and money and status and moving closer to what's really important: family, friends, relationships, harmony, balance, etc. So I think it all goes in with karma. You know, we all have our personal karma, but I feel what you're saying is that there's also that shift universally that's trying to take place to help us move, as you know, the world, as humans, to a better place, to evolve us to a higher way, state of being, which always is connecting to other people and caring about them and putting them almost before ourselves. So,
of course.
So
that's how we develop good karma, and it's good for everybody. If we have compassion, and we always come from that place of compassion when dealing with everything, which is a lot to strive for, but that's the ideal. We always benefit when we think of others before ourselves, period. And that can only be good karma. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I would agree. That always brings, you know, that's just like, you know, bring in that extra dessert in life, so to speak. So let's go ahead and move on to Stars James. And I'm dying to hear what you have to add to that, Stars James.
Yeah, well, you know, I've just been listening in, and I've just been absorbing it. I think that the wonderful thing about having these panel discussions is that we really learn from each other, and we really grow in that way. So I apologize. I had it on the Stars Cast website, and it just started playing a video for some reason, so I had to close that. But anyway, what I was going to say, I actually had a question for Maya, for you and for Caitlin. It sounds like where you're headed to is karma isn't just on a micro level, which is an individual level, but it's actually a global thing as well. That there's a collective consciousness that's living out and cycling through its own karma. Is that kind of what you guys are saying there?
This is Stars Maya, just so everyone knows. And if we do jump in without being introduced, we need to make sure we let our audience know who is speaking. So this is Stars Maya. Yes, I believe that we all have our personal karma, but I also believe that there is universal collective consciousness. And I believe that that influence in my lifetime, and I don't mind sharing my age, I'll be 55 here in a month, so I've been around the block a time or two. Not my first rodeo. This is one of the strongest universal or collective shifts, influences, karmic influences, if you will, that I felt. So that's my answer to you, Stars James, is yes, I feel that there's both.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree totally. And what about you, Caitlin? I'm just kind of curious. With the direction that the conversation was going, is that kind of how you feel as well, that there's a collective karma as well, that we're kind of living on this planet?
Of course.
Yeah.
We are interconnected to everything on this planet. That's what I believe.
Absolutely.
We are spiritual beings and having a human experience, and everything has spirit. So we all depend upon each other. Of course we have a collective karma. I mean, to me, I guess, you know, I'm so used to this sort of thinking that it just makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, no, I agree totally. Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that because we didn't quite use that that terminology, and I could tell that that's kind of where the direction of the conversation was going, so I kind of wanted to bring that up really quickly. No, and what you said, Caitlin, about being quiet and being peaceful and having a peaceful mind, I mean, that was the next thing. That's really what is always on my heart and mind to share about this particular topic, is being able to be, first of all, I mean, being able to be present in our own karmic experience, whether it's positive or negative, because we never really can get to the source of why we're cycling through until we can reach that center point and we can access spirit, capital S spirit, that dwells inside of us, that our own divinity. And it's really through that all religions essentially say that that's what enlightenment is being able to reach that center place, and through that understanding how to break the cycles of karma. Because, I mean, and I know that, you know, we have a little bit of a differing viewpoint on this, but I mean, essentially I believe that our karma is our decision, it's our choices, and it's... So for me, you know, that interconnectedness absolutely plays into that as well. And that us as individuals can change that global karmic expression, you know, the karma that creates wars and the karma that creates, famine and all of the things that the globe experiences, we can actually play a role in that as well. So and we are playing a role in that because it's a part of our experience. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to comment how interesting that was. Go, please continue.
No, absolutely. Well, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with it. There is a prayer called the Ho'oponopono prayer. I think it's just now starting to get popular, but essentially it's identifying with all of our experience. So if we read in the newspaper that, you know, there was a murder in a town next to us, because we have experienced that aspect, because it's been a part of our experience, we've actually contributed to that in some way. So what we do is we cleanse the karma from that in the moment, in the experience. And that's another thing that I've just recently, within the past 3 or 4 months, is I've been starting to use that particular mantra to kind of cleanse karma, not just for myself, but on the global scale. Because I believe that we have tremendous amount of influence. Just our own state of being and our own consciousness has a tremendous influence in the world around us.
Okay. So let me ask you this then, Stars James. since you feel that free will and choice is karma, where do you see the beginning of that? Do you see, how do you identify, or what, you know, where do we go to find where that starts, like, you know, the chicken or the egg theory?
Right.
Give us a little bit of background on where that ideology or philosophy, and not that I'm saying that you adapted this and created it yourself, or and if you did, that's wonderful, but I'm just curious, and I'd like to share with our listeners where that comes from, and how do we know if what you're saying is how karma is created and how we're working our karma by every choice that we make, where does it begin? Where do we start as spiritual beings deciding, okay, I'm going to choose this because this is my karma, or this is my karma, so I'm going to choose this. Could you be a little more specific and explain and elaborate perhaps a little more on that?
Absolutely. Again, this is James, Stars James. And for my person, and this is my own personal viewpoint, of course, but my own personal viewpoint, I've always resonated with A Course in Miracles, and the philosophy in the A Course in Miracles is that we really are all one. We're one spirit, we are one mind, we are one consciousness. And at one point in time, that collective consciousness contemplated what it would be like to live in a place of duality, of separateness. And I really believe that that started the ball rolling in terms of you know, our life experience, this karmic life experience of you and I being separate, or of, you know, me and the people of Japan being separate. But we really are all one in the divine. And so that's really where I get my ideology or my viewpoint from, is I've always really and that's not, that's actually a Brahmic viewpoint, or a it goes back to Vedantic writings of, you know, like the first millennia. I think that that's where a lot of that started. And it even ties into, you know, Buddhism and especially Hinduism. I think that that's probably the most common world religion that holds on to that idea that we are really just one.
Right.
Yeah. So that's really where I take kind of I pull my viewpoint from that, because it just makes sense to me, you know, and I know that, you know, it's not necessarily something that everyone can adhere to, but that's where I pull from. You know, we are really responsible for what our experiences are, positive or negative, and that's how the karmic cycle starts flowing.
Okay. You're very, it's such a pleasure to have you, Stars James, because you have such, you articulate so well, and your views are, you know, you really have a lot of passion about your views, and that's appreciated. And I know the listeners are really, I'm sure, you know, absorbing, like you said, we're all learning. I'm learning, you're, you know, all of us. So this is Stars Maya, by the way, speaking. And so that's a very interesting. So I just want to make sure that I understand you. Again, this is Stars Maya speaking. So, Stars James, you feel, and I agree that at some point we all are interconnected and we are one at some point, but you believe that there was a time and a possible reason that we did split, at least temporarily, from that oneness, and so there's a bit of a separate or single journey, but ultimately we began and we end with that universal, with that one place where we're all interconnected. Did I understand you correctly? If not, please correct me.
No, 100%. Yes, it's that zero point, that one point in time and space when the universe expanded and duality was manifested, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's where,
okay,
I kind of would land on the, you know, if we're looking for an ideological viewpoint, that's where I would land, is that one single consciousness that at one time, and I don't know if it was the exact contemplation, but at one time was, what would it be like if we weren't united all the time in love? And I think that that's where duality came into being.
Okay. Great information. I have, this is Stars Maya speaking, and I take a little bit of my views from the Christian religion, and I see God as being that spirit that we're all connected to, and I see that as being like, if you will, at the highest level, and then we're all connected. And, you know, so my viewpoint might differ in how we were separated. I may have a more, you know, like a Baptist type religious view on that. I do go off of that a little bit, you know, like with reincarnation and past lives and so on. But that's where I feel that joining takes place. And I feel that that split happened very early on in biblical times. And for very many reasons, we split. So I kind of agree with you, but I guess I just see it different, which is so great because we can all share our knowledge. So let's move on to Stars Caitlin Clare and see what she has to say after all that information that Stars James gave to us.
Oh, thanks. It's very interesting what you both had to say. But I look at all beings, I guess, in my personal belief system. I'm a pagan Buddhist. I don't really view Buddhism as a religion. It's a spiritual practice for me. But I mean, we're all interconnected in life and in spirit, but we're also individual souls born. And I believe that when we reach a point and we reach the enlightenment to break, you know, our karmic cycles that we've been coming back, you know, reincarnation after reincarnation, we move on and new spirits are always coming down. So I don't think there's ever really been a specific point in time. I think we're here to learn a personal journey and a group journey because we're a bunch of souls that make up this greater, I guess, sense of being, essence, its life. It's really hard for me to describe, really, but we're all interconnected. We all, you know, rely on each other to get through this life. So I can't pinpoint a point in time where, you know, the egg was laid and the chicken hatched. I think, you know, that happened with life itself.
Okay, that makes sense.
If I had to answer that question. But, I couldn't give you a specific date.
So let me ask you this then, Stars Caitlin Clare. Do you feel that it's more important or more specific that we try to work with and on our own karma and our own journey while always keeping the collective and the universal in mind? In other words, we work on ourselves, but we always, of course, consider that we do no harm to others or we don't, you know, oppress others, we don't judge others. Do you feel that the personal journey overrides the universal or collective, or do you see it as all in one, or do you see it as the collective being the top brass that runs the individual, if I'm making sense?
No, that makes perfect sense. I believe that when we're doing for others, when we're coming from a place of compassion and we're putting others before ourselves, we are taking care of our personal journey. It is interconnected. When we take the time and meditation, and I love what Stars James had to say about prayer. I'm a firm believer in chanting and mantra. And when you put that energy out into the universe, that everything is blessed. Everything alive is blessed around you, and you want only its highest good. You know, twice a day I prescribe it. But I'm a firm believer that when we think of others, yes, that we are taking care of our own karmic path.
Okay.
That's how we help each other through this life, is we think of others before ourselves, and then we are helping ourselves.
Okay. And do you feel that weather, like, for example, weather patterns, do you feel that those have a higher or more significant meaning, or those are just random acts? Because, and let me preface that by saying, because I feel spiritually that it is connected to karma and that it's offering all of us an opportunity, whether we're making a phone call or delivering water or whatever our involvement may be, even if it's praying and taking 5 minutes or 10 minutes out of our day to pray or chant or whatever it may be, think about, send positive energy, send healing energy, you know, to people. So I wanted to ask all of us that question. So I've answered it. And what about you, Stars, Caitlin, Claire, in terms of weather? Do you see that as part of karmic, you know, universal karma that allows us to take that step up? Or do you just see that as just something that happens around the earth? Hello?
I'm still
okay,
on the
I'm
line.
Coming in here. It seems like we lost Stars Maya for a moment, and I'm probably she was doing this as I was trying to connect. There's other callers, and I've been trying to get in touch with them. So hang on, don't hang up, and I'm sure Stars Maya will be back. So Caitlin and James, just carry on, and I'm going to be answering all these other callers, and pretty soon we'll be taking some readings. Okay, just go right ahead. She'll be back in.
Absolutely. Well, Stars Maya, I can actually answer that question. I'm sure that you were going to kind of direct that at me at one point. This is Stars James. Is that okay, or did you have a different question for me?
No, you're fine. We lost Caitlin, and we also lost Maya. So, James,
oh, okay.
It's all
well, you know
what? Right
just,
now.
Absolutely, I can do this. Well,
go
I'm
ahead,
actually gonna I'm gonna go ahead and answer that last question. It was about weather patterns being connected to karma, and I totally believe that. I mean that I believe that all of what we experience in life again is our own creation and our own manifestation. And I wanted to talk a little bit about because I know that Stars Caitlin had mentioned our own personal journeys, and I don't. My personal belief is not that the collective consciousness supersedes our own personal journey, and I don't think that when we're reunited in love in the collective that we lose our own personality. And I think that that's one big fear of people that you know have contemplated more of the Vedantic type of karma and consciousness. Conversation essentially. I think that that is a fear is that, oh, well, you know, if we're reconnected into the divine, do we just lose all of our memories and all of our experiences? Absolutely not. We actually gain so much more because we are able to transcend each lifetime. Right now, we don't, you know, we have either very small glimpses of what our past lives have been and what those journeys have been like. And we usually don't carry them over from lifetime to lifetime. And when we're actually united in love, in the term of enlightenment or in the spirit, at that point is when we can fully embrace each lifetime and our own personal identities as well as the cosmic identity. Is it still just me? I will take that as a yes. Okay. Well, I guess, you know, I did mention A Course in Miracles, and what I would say about that and how it relates to karma and how it relates to our experience is that we never really have separated, that the separation from the divine, the separation from each other is really just an illusion, and it's an illusion based in our life experience. So I did want to mention that as well, is I personally believe that even this conversation, in this conversation, I am not separate from divine consciousness. It's an illusion that I am, and I don't have access to that divine consciousness or that that state simply because I'm living in this illusion. I'm living in this this universe that experiences duality and experiences separateness. I think I hear someone else in the background. Is there anyone else on the line?
Yes, that's me. Are we the only two on?
We're it right now. Who is this?
Oh, okay. This is Stars Caitlin.
Hey,
I'm really
Caitlin.
Sorry. I don't know what the heck happened.
It's okay. Maya, it starts. Maya got bounced off as well. So, did you hear anything that I said that I was talking about? She had.
You know,
she had,
I caught the tail end of what you had to say about Course in Miracles, and I read that years ago as a teenager,
oh,
and
yeah,
it was so
yeah.
helpful to me. You know,
absolutely.
During that time, definitely
yeah,
no. opened my eyes.
I know that her last question to you, and I'm not sure if you caught it, but her last question to you was related to weather patterns and experiences, kind of more of the macro experience on the earth, you know, earthquakes, weather patterns, and if that is connected to karma or if that is just a random event that happens on the planet. I know my personal view, and she had mentioned that her personal view was actually that these weather patterns were connected to the Earth's karma and were connected to our own, I'm kind of adding it in myself, but our own conscious expressions. But what would your view be on that?
Natural occurrences in nature, no. That's a natural occurrence in nature. Do we do things to the Earth that create karma? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you poke your mother too much, she's going to, you know, react back. Karma, it is, you know, there's a reaction to every action,
mm-hmm.
bottom line. And oftentimes that's presented as universal law. But I don't think that, you know, every rainstorm and earthquake is necessarily tied to karma. Do I think things like, you know, strange diseases coming out of the rainforest because we dig up those rainforests? Yeah, I think that might be karmic.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on an action.
Right, right.
Stars Maya, are you there?
Well, can you hear me?
Yeah, you got dropped. A few of you got dropped. Go ahead, the three of you, take off with this, and I've got a lot of callers, and we'll give it about 5 more minutes, and then we'll start doing these readings, okay?
Sounds
okay,
good.
Okay, well, right. It showed me in the queue, so I was just listening. I didn't realize that I had been tapped back in to the Universal Radio. Well, I did get to hear both Stars James and Stars Caitlin Claire. So Stars Caitlin Claire, I appreciate you had a little different view. You feel that it's a result of, which actually, you know, I would say that you are correct, but we could say that even in itself, again, we're going back to, you know, which came first, but those choices, if we go back to what Stars James said about free will and choices is the very essence of karma. So those choices that created the tsunami or the tsunami or the, you know, the one that I think of the most that I felt so very connected to and I felt was such a strong universal message was Hurricane Sandy. Mm. That one really stood out to me. So I think that it could possibly be said that our choices, which go along with karma to one degree or another, even if we all differ a little bit, and this is Stars Maya, just as a reminder speaking, that does lead to the weather pattern. So in that sense, Stars Caitlin Claire, you would be in agreement with us that those choices, those first original choices, like, you know, we hear about global warming, which we know we've caused. So, you know, if we look at it from that very broad spectrum, then it's easier, I feel, to say that the weather patterns and things like that, they do have a definition, they do have a purpose, they do have a use, they do have an outcome. And I'm going to ask you this, Stars Caitlin Claire, when I present that to you that way, would you agree or would you still disagree with that?
I would have to agree because, let's say, due to global warming, these hurricanes happened. Then that would definitely be a result of our actions, yes.
Okay, so we can say then that, we can kind of say that, you know, these choices that we make are part of our karma, even if we don't all agree precisely on everything, but they definitely there's definitely, with karma, there is cause and effect. There is path, there is choices, and, you know, I think we all agree that the higher we can evolve by meditating, prayer, chanting, and by just showing love and forgiveness towards everyone and towards the earth itself, the trees, the plants. You mentioned the rainforest, digging it up and all that. And I know that we've got a lot of calls, so we're going to have to probably end, but I'd like to ask both of you, I would love for us to continue this next week. How do both of you feel about being able to go further? Do you both feel you have information to go further on this subject?
Oh, sure.
And what about you, Stars, James?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Now, have we lost Stars, James now?
I don't know.
You're there. You're there. We're having lots of problems here with everybody connecting and staying connected, and so I do apologize. It's not me. We've just got. I think we're not used to all this stuff on the dashboard here. We've got so many calls. But yes, I think you should wrap it up now because I have some people waiting. And if anybody is listening that I have not gotten to, please hang in there because it's not allowing me to go on mute to talk to people without being on the air. So we have to do this on the air. But go ahead, guys. You know, just say your final words here, and we'll get to the readings.
I'm. This is Stars Maya. I'm ready to wrap it up. I would like. I feel it would be beneficial to continue this if Stars Caitlin Clare and Stars James are on board, and we'll move on to Stars Caitlin Clare and see if she has anything she'd like to add before we move on to take calls.
Yeah, I'd absolutely love to continue this conversation. It's been very enlightening for me. I guess if I could add anything, it's just to emphasize again the importance of, you know, meditation and having a calm mind and really taking the time in silence, you know, to examine and put your compassion out there for others. And, you know, once we have that nice still mind, then we can overcome, you know, the challenges that perhaps we brought with us, you know, from a past life.
Okay. Okay. And Stars James, what about you?
Absolutely. This is Stars James. And I just want to say I've really appreciated the conversation. I would love to continue. And I think that the most dynamic message or the most important message that came out of this, we started at the very beginning when we all aligned to the fact that we do not resonate with the idea of karma being the reward and punishment system of the divine. And I think that that would be my final thought for the whole conversation for tonight, is that it holds so true to me, because I think that people do kind of feel like it is the reward and punishment system. And we use it in conversation that way. Oh, karma's going to get you. So I think that that's probably the most integral message that resonates with me tonight. So.
Thank you, Stars James. I agree, and probably Stars Caitlin Clare does too, as she agreed. So I think that's a great way to wrap things up. Thank you for bringing that very vital and important point up, as we're all guilty. So let's move ahead and start taking our callers. It was a pleasure. Thank you both for speaking with me. I enjoyed it immensely, and I learned so much. So I'm very grateful to you both for sharing with me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
And I'm grateful, too, because all this information between listening and going over and getting the callers, when then I can't hear, I'm so impressed with the three of you. And, yes, I think you should continue this next week. So we're going to take the first caller, Stars Maya. Of course, I'm going to give the first one to you. I've got everybody on the air, the readers anyways, not the callers. So the first one is going to be Francine. Let me connect with her. Hi, Francine.
Are you
still there?
I am. I actually got cut off too.
I don't know what's going on.
I know.
I think they have something posted for me. But anyways, go ahead, ask Stars Maya your question.
Okay. Well, there is an Asian that's been in my life, and I just want to know where he's seen things going, or you see, I guess, things going with us, or you know, what you find surrounding it. I don't really know how to ask the question articulated.
Okay.
But.
Okay, Francine. So you, if I understood you correctly, you said there's been a male in and out of your life.
Yes, in my life, but not always attending to me as
okay.
you know,
so
I would like, I guess.
Okay, so in your life. So right away what my guys are saying here is that, you know, it's interesting that we just talked about karma and some of that stuff and free will and choices and so on. And what I'm picking up is that there definitely is a connection here, and there definitely I feel that this is what my guys are showing me. This was a learning experience, and you both were able to offer to one another something of great value, but that I feel the future is going to take you in separate directions. So if you were to ask the question, is this person a soulmate that will eventually become a life partner, my answer would be, via my guides, that I do feel a soulmate type of connection, which just means there's a very strong spiritual bond. And I feel that it's likely that you may stay in touch with this person, you know, throughout a great deal of your life. But I'm not being shown this as being a life partner or someone that you're to move forward with that idea in mind. I feel that there is that distance and separation, and that, you know, I'm just shown that your paths are going separate ways. So I feel that you need to just the talk that Stars James and Stars Caitlin Claire talked about, being silent and meditating. I would definitely advise that you do some of that and you focus on future and relationships and what your needs and requirements are. I don't use the word expectations, but we certainly all have requirements, and the relationship always needs to come before the person, because it is the relationship that brings the happiness. And I always say when I get that message, that I'm not suggesting whatsoever that we settle for someone, or we say, oh, well, it's a great relationship, but I don't love them and I'm not attracted to them. That's not the message at all. So my guides are saying to you that, you know, take what you have been given from this person and, you know, go with it and be appreciative and grateful, but the time is coming that you're going to need to move forward and not be so attached or connected with this person in terms of hope for the future for a stronger, more intimate, or deeper or lasting relationship. So I hope that answered your question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, and God bless you, and thank you so much for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Francine, for coming, and sorry for all of this kind of I don't know. It's kind of confusing. I wonder where the stars are. I should ask Caitlin where the stars are tonight, because it's an awful lot of confusion going on with this dashboard of mine. Anyways, okay, Caitlin, please. We've got the next caller, and it's going to be Donna. Let me connect her right now. Oh, this is so much fun. Hi, Donna. You're live on the air with Stars Caitlin Claire. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi, Caitlin Claire. Yeah, I have a friend back east. He's 89. He's been my friend for 30 years. And he called me 3 days ago and said that he has some things to square away with the lawyer, but then he's thinking he'd like me to come out there and live there in the other room in the house, and he'll pay for all my expenses, and, you know, he'll buy me a car, and I'll help him out, which I have no problem doing. And is this going to happen the way he says he would like it to happen?
Okay, Donna, let's take a peek here. It's certainly a very intriguing situation.
It is.
Not every day that happens.
He said I'm his adopted daughter, and he doesn't have any family. So, you know, I'm more than willing to help him out.
Oh, my. You know, he's really tying up loose ends here.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
We've got the world tree here, which is above everything else, and I've pulled, you know, 8 cards here to take a peek. And then we have death, which means transformation, is the first card I pulled. He's taking action right now to tie up his loose ends. And
yes.
He's certainly a very generous man. He's represented here as the King of Wands, which is, you know, surrounded by fire. We've got a king in his red robe sitting on the throne, and he is fire. So this is a passionate man who's led a really great and full life. Mm-hmm. But he feels desperately lonely right now. He's got the Eight of Swords, which is keeping him in bondage from really fulfilling the passion that he's feeling in his heart. And he has a bit of a crush on you because the final outcome card of this is the Lovers. So he does have a bit of a crush on you, but as far as this happening, absolutely, he's planning on it.
Oh, I'm so happy. Good. Because I so want
but
to go
But this is
there.
Really a remarkable man.
Yes.
This is someone that, you know, is worth knowing. We've got the Sun and, wow, the Sun is shining down on this, certainly.
Yes. Oh, good. Can my friend, I have a friend visiting from Finland. She speaks fluent English, and she's never been on with the psychic. Would it be okay if she asked you a question?
Sure.
Thank you so much, and thank you for all your advice. I think that's wonderful. Here she is. Her name is Marlene. Say hello. Ask what you want to ask. Any questions? Sure.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just, psyche, you can ask of your life. I live in Hawaii now, and I've been thinking to move back to Europe. So I want to wonder if I'm going to be still living in Hawaii or living in Europe.
Okay, I'm going to shuffle the cards real quick. And we are going to take a peek.
I know I got this very surprising. So.
All right, yes, you're definitely going to be going back. You have the Knight of Wands, which is the card of adventure. And that card is also surrounded by fire, and we've got a knight with a sword drawn and a torch up in the other hand, and he's moving straight forward over a hill. So, yes, that move is definitely going to happen, and it's going to be such a grounding experience for you. I think you really wanted to go back to Europe.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. True. You've got the Two of Cups here, which indicates harmony. So when you do go back, you're going to take, you know, a big sigh of relief. And you're also got the opportunity to make a little bit more money, too. You've got the Four of Discs, which indicates wealth. So, yes. And a good job coming up as well.
Oh, sounds
so
good.
Yeah, trust your gut on this one. If this is the choice that you want to make, it's definitely a beneficial one for you.
Oh, great. It's going to
but
be
I see it as definitely happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good news.
Good.
Okay,
I'm glad.
Thank you, Marlene, for joining us tonight. Mm-hmm. We're going to move on because we're going to be running out of time here, and we've got other callers. And good luck on going back to Europe. And I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
You can always go to starspsychics.com and get an in-depth reading. You know where it is. Stars with a Z. We have the first 5 minutes are free. You can click on the button that's there. Enjoy. And you can continue listening to the show, and I'm going to go take our next caller and thank you again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Okay, Teresa, are you still there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine. I'm going to connect you with Stars James. Go ahead and ask him your question. He's on right now.
Hello, Star James. How are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. I have a question about karma between me and my husband. Do you see a good karmic connection, or are we, or does that change over time, our karma?
Can I get his first name too? That will help me out a little bit.
Okay. His name is Gary.
Okay. Give me just a moment here. I even before you started talking and asking me a question, I had a sense of just your aura right now as being almost like a muddied red color, and this normally would represent anger or maybe a little bit of resentment that's being held on to. There in every relationship, my personal viewpoint is that there is a karmic influence. And I do get a sense that this particular relationship that you're in, it as you develop and as you grow, things are going to things are going to get better, essentially. I would be conscious or be, you know, center yourself like we were talking about on the program earlier, and try to connect to whatever that, you know, that orangish red color, that muddy red color that I was seeing, related to the relationship and specifically related to your question, the resentments that you're holding on to, because I think that some of them are misdirected. Some of them are from other relationships, and that it's almost like you're viewing this relationship through a muddied lens. That yes, this is a karmic influence. There is karmic influence in this. But I think that too, your influence in this situation is related to maybe some resentments that you're holding on to from other relationships that are manifesting in this situation, that are creating some contentions between you and your husband. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I do. I do correlate my upbringing, the way my father related to to being a father, being the man of the house. I do relate that a lot onto him because I, you know, my father was a hard worker. We went to work. We, you know, and he's different. I mean, I don't want to judge him. I do relate him a lot to my father and what I've seen my father do and sacrifice just for the sake of the family. And I look at him and, like, you know, I do compare. I am so guilty of that by 1,000%.
Right. Well, and you know, one thing that I see with him too is in many ways he feels defeated almost.
Yes.
He feels defeated, and I think that stops him from really being able to stretch himself and to. I mean, it's almost like he's unwilling to see the potential that he has because he already. I mean, before he even starts something, he feels like he can't do it.
Yes.
I think that one thing that would help for your situation is, you know, affirm the positive things that you see. It's so easy for us to get stuck on those negative things. And, you know, I see that, you know, you're just sitting around the house and you're just watching television or whatever it is, you know. We get so focused on some of the negative attributes of our relationship. And I think that if you begin to start accentuating the positive, because, I mean, sweetie, I see very positive things in this relationship. I mean, we have... you know, I see success, and I see almost like a triumph. Like you both have a successful outcome with you and the family, and financially. I think that's been a big issue with you guys in the relationship, and I see a lot of success financially. And I see it through your ability to reframe the situation and affirm the good things, so that he's able to stretch. It's almost like you're the catalyst to allow him to stretch out a little bit.
Yes, and I try to do that. I try to be extremely nurturing.
Absolutely. Point where I do, James.
I do sometimes treat him like he's one of my children. Like I have a 5 and a 6-year-old. I have 2 little girls, and sometimes I feel like I have to sandwich stuff. Like I'll give him something really good that he did. I'll kind of not criticize, but explain something he didn't do really well, but follow up with something really positive. And just to keep him motivated. But lately, I don't know if it's the stars. I don't know what it is. I can't seem to grasp him anymore. And I was listening to your show, and, like, does karma run its course, and do we fizzle out?
No, I don't see you fizzling out. I actually see an increase coming. I see an increase coming. I mean, something happened over the past 6 months that's really got to him, that has made him feel defeated. I actually see he's been processing this. He's been working it through and working it out. I don't think it's something overt that he's – I mean, you may see it a little bit, but I don't think it's something overt that he's, you know, saying, okay, now I'm going to try this and I'm going to try that. But he is really starting to kind of stretch himself a little bit, and I see that continuing through the relationship. So just don't lose hope, honey. There's a lot of hope in the situation, and there is a good outcome. Continue with what you're doing, but also one thing you said you were nurturing him as if he were a child. He's not your child. He's your husband. So there is a level of responsibility that you can expect from him. That's appropriate and is actually good because that's even more affirming. you know, you can't coddle your, you know, I wouldn't coddle my wife. I wouldn't expect my wife to coddle me because it's a totally different relationship, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that that too, that sometimes that is not necessarily as affirming as we'd like it to be. Sometimes affirming is, you know, you are the man. You're the man of the house. You're the one that's going to take responsibility for this, and I see you doing it. And then when there's a step in that direction, say, see, I knew you were the man of the house. I knew that this is something that you can do. So that being said, blessings to you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Sharky.
I really appreciated your time and calling and the conversation.
Oh, thank you, and you affirmed so much for me. You've been a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Teresa, be sure to go to starpsychics.com. I'm sure Stars James will be on, and all the others for an in-depth reading. And if you, you know, would like to use the 5 free minutes, go ahead. Just click on the button, fill out your little form there, and you'll get 5 free minutes from the site. And these are wonderful readings. I just love it. So thank you again. We're going to go on to our next caller.
Oh, thank you so much. And yes.
Okay, Stars Maya, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I've got Anna Marie here. Anna Marie, are you there?
Yep. Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead and ask Stars Maya your question.
Good evening, Stars Maya. Thank you for taking my call.
Glad. Have we spoken before, Anna Marie?
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, well, welcome, and thank you for being here. And so what is your question for me?
My question is in regards to career, or actually work. I was laid off of my job early September, September 10th, actually, with an organization that I like to go back to, and I was wondering, do you see that happening for me in October if I will be going back to the same organization?
Okay, so you were laid off early September, and your hope is that you're going to be brought back in October?
Yes.
Okay, yes. In fact, I actually feel that this was really forced, and I see a lot of people, you have a great reputation there, and you were very well liked and respected, and so there was a lot of sadness with this. I feel like this was forced, and, you know, from upper management, it feels very forced to me, not something that they wanted to do, but I'm showing that, yes, you will be brought back. And my guys are even saying it may even be a little bit earlier than expected. So they said just try to relax and enjoy this time off, because it's a good time for you to work on meditation and some of the things we discussed tonight. And that's great news. So be happy, be joyful, be grateful, you will be brought back.
Okay, that's a relief, because I hadn't heard
yes.
anything from them, and that's why I was wondering.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of stipulations going on right now, and a lot of what they're working through, but, you know, my guides are telling me this is just a done deal. You are going to be brought back, so they're telling me to celebrate and use this time, and be sure that you manifest positivity. So just continue to see yourself going back. In fact, just keep mark it on the calendar. Oh, 10 more days, and I'm going to go back, and I'm going to be happy, but I'm going to enjoy the now, too, and I'm going to enjoy this break. So I appreciate your call. God bless you, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anna Marie. You can stay until the end of the show. We have one more caller, and please go to starpsychics.com. That's STRZ, like in zebra. And you're welcome to try out the 5 minutes. Just create. Oh, I think we dropped her already. Okay, so we've got one more caller here. Stars Caitlin, are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, Lisa, you're on the air with Stars Caitlin Claire. You can go ahead and ask her your question.
Stars Caitlin, hi. Yes, I wanted to know what you see coming up for my love life. Thank you so much.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
And I'm pulling the cards right now, and we are going to take a look. I see a husband. And boy, did you drop a bad relationship. But yes, there's a husband in your future, my dear. Right here, Knight of Discs, and he's a very handsome man, too. But you've totally transformed your way of how you look at relationships. So I think you've learned a lot of lessons from your past relationship, and you don't want to ever be stuck in a place where you're constantly feeling bad ever again. And you've really taken a lot of action to change this way of thinking.
Yes.
You're no longer, you know, in this place of disillusionment, as indicated here by the Ten of Swords. You've moved into a place of resolution, which shows by the Three of Cups here, to get this, you know, really healthy, committed relationship. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. And we have the High Priest, followed by the Earth, which is the King of Discs. So, yeah, it's interesting that I've got two Kings of Earth right here, right next to each other. So, yeah, this is a definite yes. And, wow, congratulations on dropping these, you know, these bad feelings and this, you know, past muck, if you will. But, yeah, you're also at a really, you know, big creative high right now, so definitely take advantage of that too. That also came up for you, creativity by the Ace of Wands, which is sitting right above you. But yes, there's definitely a very healthy relationship that, you know, if you want to, can turn into a committed marriage.
Okay, do I know him yet, or have I already met him, or is it going to be, do you know, do you see anything on that?
Well, you haven't met him yet, but you're definitely in the place to. You're really open to love right now. And we have the lady who is the goddess who is smiling upon this. So it'll be soon. In fact, the universe is kind of already developing this, as indicated by the Four of Wands. So this is something that's in development. You may not know him yet, but you're going to meet him very soon.
Okay. That's good. Very good.
Let's see.
Yeah, I ended a relationship, I don't know, about 6 months ago, that, and it was really tragic for me. The whole thing was tragic.
Yeah, I can see that. Boy, he pulled the wool over your eyes.
Is that what you feel about him, that's what he did? Because I still don't understand what happened.
Well, there's a lot of disillusionment surrounding this past relationship, and
mm-hmm.
you really got your feelings hurt.
I really, really did.
And your whole sense of security and stability, it just went, as indicated
yeah.
by the Nine of Cups here, reversed. But this new man, you'll meet him, you know, this winter.
Do you think I'm going to ever hear from that the guy from the past again?
Let's see. No, you've moved on. No, you're clearly on a new path. We've got the King of Cups, the Three of Discs, which is dedication. You don't want to let yourself backslide into, oh, well, maybe I miss him. You really need to stay strong on this new path and, you know, let go of what really hurt you. So, no, I don't think you're going to allow that sort of thing to happen.
I don't mean that I'll allow, but do you think that he'll actually try to get back with me, or do you think he won't even try?
No, I don't see that happening.
Oh, okay. He's not even going to try. Okay.
No, for him, the Two of Swords is coming up here, and boy, he's got his own stuff to deal with. You know, he's faced with serious opposition right now.
Yes, he does. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you,
Lisa,
so much,
for joining us. And I want to thank everybody tonight. I have my stars in the room. I have stars Judy Noah. I had stars Phoenix. I have stars Psychic Priestess Candy. In the room, and all the members that are there. It's wonderful to see everybody coming in. And we lost a couple of callers, and I'm really sorry about that if they end up listening to the show, because this is still being recorded. And stars Maya, of course, you're always wonderful. Stars Caitlin Clare, and stars James. What a nice add-on to our panel. You bring in something different, and I think the ladies were really happy talking to you tonight. What about it, ladies?
Absolutely.
Yes, yes, yes. It was wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Okay,
I appreciate
that. That's about it for
to
tonight. So, and Stars James, I'd like you to return next week, because we are also going to, I guess, continue with Karma Part 2 or something like that, I suppose, right?
Yes, yes. That that works for me. You know, we could maybe do a little bit more in depth on that. You know, and maybe related to situations or clients to give them a better feel for, you know, how to maneuver or navigate with karma.
You know, it's
and
really funny. I was listening when you said, "Do be compassionate to everybody." Well, you know, that's probably a lot of what I do, and with everybody that comes on board. And somebody said to me today, "You're kind of like the mother, aren't you?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. God, if I had all these kids." But anyways, it's when you're loving and kind and caring, you are taken care of. I know that for a fact. I could state things and tell you that. And I know on Sunday I had this wonderful news about our audio chat. It is done, and it will be ready in 2 weeks after Tony gets back from his trip. And I had a gentleman do a radio ad for us. Out of the blue, that day he contacted me and he said, "Hey, Natalie, I got an idea." He has a friend that he's been trying to work a deal with, and the best part about it is it's all free for us, so that's really awesome. I don't know what stations it's going to be on. I know it will be in Nashville, and he's going to let me know in a couple of days where else it's going to, you know, maybe we can tune in, or at least we can go on the website and find out if we're mentioned. You know, sometimes they do recorded stuff. But I'm excited about that. That happened on Sunday because I was sitting back and thinking to myself, you know, I really feel, you know, that my job, what I do, the passion that I have for it and everything is paying off. And all of you are so wonderful, all 153 of you or so, 154, whatever. But tonight was really exceptional. And I want everybody to have a good evening. And I will have a good evening. My Criminal Minds is already on, but I'm recording it, so not to worry. That's one of my favorite shows. So everybody have a good evening, and we'll see all of you next week. And just know that I love you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.